Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. You know that feeling when you're stuck replaying past decisions in your head? The ones where you think, if only I had, or what if I had done things differently? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into letting go of those pesky regrets and fears because they're holding you back from living a full, vibrant life. Trust me, this stuff is powerful. Like clearing out the clutter in your mind to make room for good vibes and awesome opportunities. So let's get real. You might be thinking, Brandon, it's easy for you to say. You seem so zen, but hey, I've had my fair share of what ifs, too. We all do. The key is not ignoring them but understanding their power and learning to move past them. Think of your mind like a muscle. Those regrets and fears are like weights holding it back. It's time to drop the dumbbells and start building strength. Here are 5 Stoic gems that can help you ditch those burdens. First, remember this. The past is gone. We can't change it. Think about it. Dwelling on yesterday doesn't make things any different. It just steals precious time from living in the present moment. Ever heard that saying, "Don't cry over spilled milk"? Yeah, it's true. Focus your energy on what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and reactions to situations. That's where real power lies. Second, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a friend going through the same thing. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from those experiences and move on. Remember, even the greatest leaders had setbacks. It's how they bounced back that made them legends. Third, reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing regrets as failures, see them as lessons learned. Every misstep is an opportunity to grow and become stronger. Think about it this way. Would you rather have lived a life without any challenges? Or would you rather have faced those hurdles head-on and emerged wiser and more resilient? Fourth, challenge your fears. They're often just shadows playing tricks on your mind. What's the worst that could really happen? Most of the time, our fears are blown way out of proportion. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your fear, and then take a step towards facing it. Remember, true courage isn't the absence of fear, but acting in spite of it. Finally, focus on the present moment. This is where life truly happens, not in the past or some imagined future. Engage your senses, appreciate the little things, and be fully present in each experience. That's how you create a life filled with joy and meaning. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever had that job interview where you totally nailed it, but then you waited weeks to hear back and started overthinking every word you said? You know, the kind of scenario that sends your anxiety through the roof? That happened to me once, and I swear I replayed every awkward silence in my head for days. But here's the thing, I learned from it. The next time I had an interview, I remembered that dwelling on what-ifs didn't change anything. So, I focused on being confident, present, and showcasing my skills. And guess what? It made all the difference. Remember, those regrets and fears are like whispers in your ear. Don't let them drown out your inner voice of strength and resilience. Take control of your thoughts, embrace the lessons learned from the past, and step boldly into the present moment with confidence. You got this, so remember these key takeaways. The past is gone. Be kind to yourself, learn from mistakes, challenge your fears, and live in the present moment. These aren't just words, they're tools you can use every single day to build a life filled with purpose and joy. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to let go of regrets or fears? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Fortitude First for your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep living with purpose.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.